DiscerningHearts.com, in association with Seeking Truth Catholic Bible Study, presents The O Antiphons. O Adonai. O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us with an outstretched arm.
Adonai is the plural of Adon, meaning master or owner. It's interesting to me that Adonai is plural. God is a trinity, three persons in one God, and leader of the house of Israel. Perhaps best understood in the marital language, God is the husband of Israel. It was Israel that God first unveiled himself to, and it was Israel that God would first tell his name to through his servant Moses in a burning bush, a bush blazing with flames of fire, but not being consumed. And Adonai, plural, Lord, 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 was fully present in that burning bush. It was a theophany, the bush of life, like the tree of life, Jesus hidden all along, and the fire of the Holy Spirit, those flames that did not consume Jesus, the tree. They're all there. And we're told in Exodus 3 that Moses was keeping his flock in the wilderness. He came to Horeb, Sinai, the mountain of God, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. And he looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I must turn aside. I must look at this great sight. I must see why this bush is not being burnt up. And God called out to him out of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet. The place you are standing on is holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. He was afraid to look at God. O Adonai, leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush. The next part of the O Antiphon reads, and gave to him, to Moses, the law on Sinai's heights. Come and redeem us with an outstretched arm. I love the image. God outstretched his arm through the work of Moses. As Moses lifted his arm and the waters of the great Red Sea parted and the people of God trusted God and walked through the great sea on dry shod. Redemption through an outstretched arm, unforgettable. And when the Israelites safely reached Mount Sinai. In Exodus 19, this is the same Mount Sinai where Moses had seen the burning bush. God there spoke again to his bride in bridegroom speak. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and I brought you unto myself. And therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine. But you shall be for me a priestly kingdom, a holy nation, a people set apart. That is bridegroom talk. God is taking them, his most cherished possession. On the pinion of his wings, he's drawn them unto himself. God asked Moses then and there to consecrate the people. Why? He wants his bride blemish free for their wedding night. Go to my people, consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them prepare for the third day. And on the morning of the third day, there was a thunder and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain and a blast of the trumpet so loud that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, their husband, And they stood at the foot of the mountain, and Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord God had descended upon it in fire. And the smoke went up like a smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain shook violently. And the blast of the trumpet grew louder and louder. And Moses would speak, and God would answer in thunder. And as a wedding gift to his bride, tablets of stone with the law and the commandments which I have written for your instruction. Adonai, Isaiah prophesied that the Lord is Lord. The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our ruler. The Lord is our king, and he will save us. Hearing that, God's outstretched arm at the very end of that, O Anavan, his great outstretched arm of redemption. We hear psalmists and prophets repeat it over history. They will never forget, like Psalm 136, with your strong hand and your outstretched arm and your steadfast love, it endures forever. Jeremiah, Ah, Lord God, it is you who made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. And to Baruch, Oh, God of Israel, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and with signs and wonders and a great power and an outstretched arm, you made for yourself a name that continues to this day. And then to Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 20, As I live, says the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with wrath poured over, I will be king over you. I will be your husband. I will be your king. I will bring you out. When I read these prophets of ancient days, I cannot help but see Jesus Christ hidden there. I cannot help but think of his own outstretched arms. The arms of Jesus Christ on the cross stretched as far as humanly possible, as far as the east is from the west. So far, with those outstretched arms, removed our transgressions from us and saved us, his people, from the power of sin and the power of death. And so we pray, O Adonai, leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us with an outstretched arm. He has saved us from the power of our own sin. He has saved us from the power of death. And the O Antiphon for tonight, O Adonai, come and redeem us with an outstretched arm.